Progressive Radio Network listeners. So Jackie Marie Beyer here, host of the Organic Gardener podcast. And I'm just reaching out to you today to let you know about some of the things that have been going on in the podcast that maybe you don't know about. So for one, over Christmas break, Mike and I created a free garden course. You can go to freegardencourse.com or freeorganicgardencourse.com, or just go to the Organic Gardener podcast homepage, and right on top it says click here for the free garden course. And it's just it's designed to be a lesson each month that you can listen to help you create a garden, whether you're wanting to build an earth-friendly landscape, you want to put in some deep beds, you're starting your garden journey from scratch, or even if you're looking to move to a market farmer, because a lot of my listeners I know are a little more experienced gardeners, and I think they're, you know, either, and even if you don't want to sell produce at the market, you want to be the most effective person you can be in your garden. So I know Mike and I, you know, we want to grow a lot of food for us. We're just kind of dabbling in the market farm area. But just if you want to grow enough food for your family, maybe, or you're somebody like me who works full time and just want to have some access to local food. So we developed free garden course. The first five or six lessons are basically complete. And so, like I said, it's designed to be a course you can start one lesson at a time. And then the other thing I did for the beginning of January to go along with my 2018 garden journal data keeper is I created a garden goals challenge, and it's been very popular. I see the download numbers are really up there. So if you would like to join the garden goals challenge, I really gonna encourage you to go to the Organic Gardener podcast. You click on the podcast tab, and the garden goals challenges should come up. If you've never downloaded, if you don't listen to podcasts, certainly podcasts are really easy to do. If you're not a podcast listener and you like listening to audio, there's some great podcasts out there. There's lots of other garden podcasts, but there's podcasts on just about everything. You know, certainly Serial is a fun one I've been re-listening to on my drive, which is totally just off topic whatsoever, but I don't know why. I just like to listen to that one. It's about this murder that took place back in 1999, and Sarah Koenig, she's just a great storyteller, tells the story of the investigation. So it is a real story. So I'm just going to certainly encourage you to listen to some podcast. But I'm glad you're liking the Organic Gardener podcast interviews on Monday nights on Progressive Radio Network. Several of you have reached out to us already, which is always exciting to hear from listeners. And so if there's anything you'd like to learn, guests that you specifically like, let me know. All the archives are on our website. iTunes, I think, only holds about 100 podcasts up there. So I kind of try to recycle as much as I can things that I think will be interesting to you. So I'm so glad to be speaking to the Progressive Radio Network audience. And just if there's anything we can do, let us know. You can always reach me at organicgardenerpodcast@gmail.com. Mike's email is mikesgreengarden@gmail.com. We're certainly on Facebook. You can find us there. Join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you, answer any of your questions, and just whatever we can do to help you build your organic oasis. So if you'd like to join the 2018 Garden Goals Challenge, just let us know. Just check it out on the Organic Gardener Podcast website. You can listen to the audio files and see all the show notes there. They're very simple, designed to be 5 to 10 minutes at the most, just to help you kind of organize your thoughts. And I frequently tell listeners, I always think journals are important because they're great places to go back and read. So thanks for listening. It is Sunday, February 11th, 2018, and I just got off the phone with the amazing Robin Kelson from the Good Seed Company to promote the 2018 Free the Seeds Seed Fair and Seed Swap in Kalispell, Montana at FECC in the Arts and Technology Building, March 3rd. And it's free. Free the Seeds Seed and Start Fair, March 3rd, 2018, Kalispell, Montana at the FECC Arts and Technology Building. There's new workshops. They're going to give out over 10,000 free packs of seeds. People are going to be talking about grow fresh food all winter with Laura Behenna from she was one of my awesome guests. Converting lawn to garden with Pamela Lund from Planet B Harvest. Dehydration for everyone with Julie Lang. Twice as tasty. Fruit tree pruning with Barton Morse, the garlic king of Montana. Growing your nutrients with Linda Peterson from Pulse on Natural Wellness. Home canning basics with Kathy Lapsevic. Composting that is right for you with Patty Armbruster, who gave the amazing talk for educators last year from the Agrarian Food Web. Gardening from the Kitchen, also with Julie Lang. Real Botanicals for Thoughtful Skincare Formulations with Anagret Pfeiffer from Kettle Care Organics. How to Grow Like a Farmer with Todd Uluzio from Two Bear Farm. School Gardens 101 with Allie Mitchell from Kalispell Middle School. Oh, I might have to go to the after all if it's not with Patty Armbruster. Grow, Gather, and Make Your Own Herbal Remedies with Jolene Bars from Earth Garden Herbs. Growing for Seed Saving with Robin Kelson from the Good Seed Company. Beekeeping with Wade Foley from Tamarack Apiaries. Fruit Tree Grafting with Rod McIver. Soil Nutrition, Heather Estrada from the FVCC Agricultural Program. Seed Cleaning with Judy Oswich from Terrapin Farm. Food Forestry and Managing a Multi-Species Orchard with Leslie Lowe, Beargrass Landscape Architecture, Chickens from Susan Waite, Earth Star Farms, and Beekeeping also from Allison Bush of the Good Bee Company. It starts at 10. It's over at 3:30, but I think the seed swap is only from 9:30 to noon. I don't think the seed swap goes all day. So if you want to come get seeds, come early. Make sure you're there, I'm pretty sure, by noon. And they're definitely looking for volunteers. Free the Seeds 2018 is coming. You should get on this mailing list if you want to know. Third annual Free the Seeds Seed and Start Fair. Saturday, March 3rd at Fajah Valley Community College. Anyway, so we talk about, and then I just wanted to tell you a little bit about when I went last year. I was going to put pictures up, so I didn't put pictures up, but I was putting them up this morning, and there were lots of great things. Patty Armbruster's talk on how to do school gardens. You can actually get OPI credits for that, so I really liked that part. I thought you would want to know about. There were great kids' activities. I took lots of pictures of the kids' activities. That's where I want to be in my photos. Okay, here we go. So Patty Armbruster talking to all the teachers. You can see they're just so engaged. It looks like they're talking to each other, but they're actually looking up this app that she told us about. She dropped some killer tips about sunflowers bringing in pollinators and getting the ants out of your garden that are eating your things and just the importance of planting sunflowers. I've got lots of pictures of seeds that I brought back from there that Mike grew. Some of the people at the booths, the Penny Royal Collective. I love those people here. The Golden Yoke people made a presentation. Or no, it wasn't the Golden Yoke people. She talked about, there was a woman, I think, from Maida, Montana or some gardening. I don't know, but how to like market your garden. That was good. The kids things, they made these awesome mason recording on because I don't want to forget to turn on later. Doing things in Zoom is a little bit different than Skype, and I don't have like these constant sound waves flowing to keep my eye on. So therefore, I don't know. I have to find a different recording program, but this is working for now. All right, well, I'm not going to keep you busy on a Sunday morning. Do you want to tell us about Free the Seeds 2018?
Yes, I do. Free the Seeds 2018 is March 3rd, Saturday, from 9 to 3:30 in the afternoon at the Fajah Valley Community College Arts and Technology Building, as it has been for the last 2 years. We're very excited. We've got some fabulous new workshops and additional booths at this event, and we're planning on distributing about 10,000 seed packets. So we're expecting a big crowd, and we want everyone to have a great time. This year, like last year, we're going to have a OPI K-12 teacher training like we did last year. anybody, I think there's 7 spots left, and you can sign up at the PIRNet portal that teachers have access to. It's all about how to build and maintain a sustainable school garden. And we've got a bunch of workshops on keeping chickens in today's world and beekeeping, how to garden like a farmer, all sorts of workshops on building your soil health of your garden, and how to convert your lawns to gardens with grace and ease. So lots of good stuff there. And the booths have great information from local producers and the natural health food stores, and a lot of local farmers are going to have their systems there, as well as community gardeners offering information about how to garden in your town. So lots of good stuff.
Okay. So, and this takes place in Kalispell, Montana. But if you're not in Kalispell, Montana, you might want to look for something similar to this going on in your area, because it is amazing. And the one thing I wanted to say is you're going to distribute 10,000 packs of seeds, and those seeds are free, right? You don't have to buy them. Do
They're
you bring
free.
Seeds, or are you not having people bring seeds this year? Did you collect them ahead of time, or how does that work?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, we are taking in seed collections in the Flathead Valley. So there are seed donation boxes at all the libraries in Big Fork, Kalispell, Eureka, Whitefish, and Columbia Falls. And I am also taking any seed donations at my shop, the Good Seed Company, 2nd Street East in Whitefish. And you can also bring seeds day of the event. We will process them and put them into packets. We just ask that you provide open pollinated seeds, so no hybrids and no GMOs. And we plan to have as much seed as possible for everyone. And also, we videotape all our workshops. So if you couldn't make it to last year's event, and you want to know what, or you can't make it to this year's event for any reason, we'll try to film all our sessions and put them online. We have a YouTube channel, and we have them on our website. So you can access information from other years through our archives. And if you want to volunteer, donate, or sponsor, just visit us at freetheseedsmontana.com.
Awesome. And it's so important. And it's obviously, I mean, the crowds that come are huge. And I'm going to go check out those videos, because I really want to rewatch the one that Todd, Olivio, gave, because that was full of great information about getting your soil tested, among other things.
And this year he's doing, he's switching it up. He's going to do a different workshop. It's called How to Garden Like a Farmer. So I think that's going to all be about season extension and tricks of the trade. So that'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've got great things going on this year. And we also have some fabulous community conversations that I really invite people to come and attend. One of them is going to be Farm to Chef. So it's going to be a dialogue between local chefs and local producers to see how to improve that relationship and get more local food on the tables in our local restaurants. Another whole conversation is going to be on reducing food waste, and it's going to be driven primarily with the food directors of the local school districts, who are dedicated to reducing food waste in the schools and helping educate the community about what's involved in that and how they can participate. And also Dirt Rich, I believe, will be participating. And then the third one's going to be all about food access and for everyone. And a big part of that's going to be a deep conversation on the key role that seeds play in food sustainability and how to improve our capacity and knowledge as a community for saving our own seeds.
Awesome, Robin. Okay, so I just want to go a little more in depth because my show just got picked up on Progressive Radio Network in New York. So those listeners have only been listening since August. So they probably are like, what are they talking about? And when Robin and some other leaders in the Flathead community got together and came up with the idea for Free the Seeds the first time, I think we were expecting like 350 people, right? There were 500 flyers, and the 500 flyers were gone by 10 o'clock when it started. Like, that's how many people had come through the door, and a lot of people shared them, like families. Like, it was just huge. So if this is something that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you might be surprised how many of your neighbors are interested in something like this. And maybe this is your calling to start one. This could be your contribution to Earth Day this year, and see how many people would be interested in your community. Who can you involve? You don't have to do all the work. I bet you could form a committee, and you could still put a thing like this together. Like, a lot of times they say the first time you do something, you should only plan for 3 weeks. Don't try to go too big and just do something, because that keeps your urgency going. It keeps your initiative, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes the first time anyway, so you can learn from those mistakes. And the next year, like, you got to think big picture. The next year could go bigger. And, you know, like I said, what happened? Like, 1,500 people came that first day, and then last year, how many people came?
We were 1,900. Yeah, because we tracked them. So 1,900 the second year. And, you know, my thoughts on this are the follows. What we did was, I think we were a group of two or three people who had enough of an idea and a willingness to say, hey, let's start to make something happen. And we didn't know really what to do. But we did agree that we would each bring two people to the next meeting. So right away we had 2, 4, 6, whatever that is, 8 or 9 people who were the genesis of the brainstorming. And not all of those people stayed to do the work, but they knew other people who were interested. So even if there's only two of you or one of you who has this idea, just get two other people to sit down at a table with the intention of only brainstorming, and out of that will come all the rest of it. And for us, it was about, we had three criteria. One, we wanted to share seeds. Two, we wanted to provide a forum for people to learn skills and share information. So we included booths and workshops. And three, we wanted to invite everybody in our area, which is a valley. So we wanted to get the word out enough so that anybody who was at all interested in this would feel like they had an invitation. And that drove our conversations. It drove our Facebook approach. It drove our outreach to television and radio. And everybody donated time and energy for free. It's amazing how many people in your community are willing to support this, because I think everybody gets it. So it wasn't expensive. We did the whole thing in 11 weeks. We all thought it was going to be 300. The first year we kind of freaked out because it was 1,500 who showed up. But that was 2% of our county's population. And that's huge feedback. Just huge. There's a real need and a real interest in this. And if you can just put it together to begin with, you'd be amazed at the results.
Thanks, Robin, for sharing with us today and taking some time out of your Sunday morning on last minute notice. I just did an awesome interview that hopefully I'm going to post tomorrow with this guy, Mark Hyland, who is a great environmentalist. People are going to love. And I hung up and was like, I should just call Robin really quick and see if she wants to jump on and do a promo call with me so we can teach people about what great things and how many green future growers there are out there. And you guys fulfilling your vision. So you have a wonderful Sunday.
You too, sweetie. Take care. Congratulations.
Okay. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.